And the next unit is, what will Miss Eller class learn about next? The classroom hunt. With the usual Monday morning activities, students emptied their backpacks, signed in, did their morning math problem, and chattered about the weekend. Miss Eller called the student to morning meeting and watched till they got settled. Finally, she said, "Happy Monday morning, everyone." A chorus of greeting come back. "Today is a decision-making day," Miss Eller announced. A few eyebrow went up. "Today, we'll read to start a new unit." Miss Eller made sure everyone was ready to turn in our new unit. It's the unit in actual word, said Miss Eller. And she wrote the word on the board, and a hand went up. "Where does the deciding come in?" Zach asked. "Ah, I'm glad you asked," smiled Miss Eller. She cried, circled her arms. "Right. The natural world includes everything around us and everything around other people all over the world. That's too much for us to learn about, so we need to narrow our topic down quite a bit." Kala raised her hand. "Does that mean we have to pick one place and word to learn about?" "I picked Alaska." "That's the idea, Kayla, but even Alaska is a very big topic," answered Miss Eller. "We would have to narrow that down even further." "Yes, Jack. What would a grasshopper need to be narrow enough?" Everyone giggled. "Well, that might be a little too narrow, but grasshopper would be an excellent topic." "I want all of you to think about one thing in the natural world that you want to learn about. We'll talk about this again after lunch, okay?" Everyone nodded. "Now, whose turn is it to do the weather chart?" As Miss Eller starts the daily unit routine. 22 busy brains were thinking up ideas.